This is Robin Bremer, author, podcaster, and blogger at robinbremer.net. You can also find me on iTunes at Robin Bremer Kingdom Life.
Today I want to share with you about what I call the Great Exchange. And this is a revelation that all these revelations that God gives me changes my life. But this one changed my life in a way that made me realize that, well, you know how sometimes when you go to lay hands on somebody and pray for them, or when you want to believe God for something, you feel as though, well, I didn't do this lately, and I didn't do that, and I did this, and you sort of feel unqualified. And oftentimes when we need to receive something from Jesus, our self-conscious, our conscious, the devil, whatever, will put thoughts in our minds and remind us of how we aren't good enough or how we haven't earned it. And it's like, well, that's for someone else, but not for me. Well, this is something that I struggle with, that a lot of people struggle with. And what helped me to get over that is this thinking in this scripture. There's a scripture that says that we inherit salvation. And that one day that scripture just popped open in my thinking, and I got revelation knowledge about that, and that really helped me. One of the steps that helped me to walk in freedom, to know that no matter where I was and I laid hands on people or prayed for people, that they would receive healing, because it wasn't me, it was Jesus. And the revelation is this: when you inherit something, that means that somebody else already got it. And what happened is it was something that they possessed, and they died, and they left this possession to you. And there's no qualification for this possession. For example, your dad and mom died, and they left you the house. Well, you did not earn that house. You have, you didn't do anything to get that house. Your parents worked hard, or they built that house, they paid it off, and now it's their house, but they have no use for it because they are no longer on the earth. So it's just sitting there, an empty house. Well, they don't want it to go to waste because they worked hard for it, and it's already there. And so you, as next of kin, or if you're a friend, because they have no family, you inherited that. You didn't do anything to deserve it. They just decided to give it to you. And that is what Jesus did. We inherited it simply because he chose to give it to us, everything. And the scripture that I'm talking about, it says that, if you look up the Strong's Concordance, that we inherit it. I'm not sure if I actually have the reference right here, which I should have, but I don't think I do. But let me tell you what we inherited. And you'll just have to look in the concordance under the word inherit it, or inheritance. And actually, that's a really awesome study to look up your inheritance. It tells you what you have been given, not by what you do or don't do, or continue to do, or continue to do or don't do, but it's what has been given to you because of another person's work. And it says that we have inherited salvation. Now, if you look up salvation, my voice is funny this morning. If you look up salvation, salvation means not just being born again, having your sins forgiven, but it means becoming a child of God. It means healing. It means prosperity. It means wholeness, entire contentment, friendship. It means the whole realm of everything that you need in life. It's not just being born again. The salvation message is that, just like in the Garden of Eden, when Jesus died and you accepted him as paying the price for your sins and allowed him to be your Lord with a simple prayer of believing in your heart and speaking it with your mouth, you became born again. And that means you inherited everything that Jesus paid for you to have. And everything he paid for you to have is just like in the Garden of Eden, that God wants to be your God, meaning your supplier, your deliverer, the one to give you everything you need in life, your comforter, your family. And he gave that all back to you that was taken from you in the Garden of Eden because of the deception of the devil. So your healing is inherited. Your prosperity is inherited. So if you look at your healing, your prosperity, and all the things that you need, Jesus already paid for it. But when you get caught up on the fact that, oh, I'm not good enough, that takes away the thought of, oh, I'm not good enough, because an inheritance is never earned, it's given to you. It's favor, it's grace. So you have inherited wealth, you have inherited health, you have inherited a free fellowship with God where you can come to the throne and you can talk to him. You have inherited visitation rights to visit heaven because you are seated in Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God. Your place is in heavenly places. You have inherited the right to have heaven on earth and visitations from heavenly hosts, which is given as an example in the book of Acts and all in the Old Testament, and we have a better covenant. So you have inherited wonderful, wildly crazy, fun, supernatural lifestyle, not by what you do or don't do. Now, right behavior will follow because you get so excited about all this and fall so in love with your daddy and so in love with Jesus as your spouse that you will have right behavior. That will follow. That is not the goal. The goal is to receive everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have, to receive your inheritance. So I pray today that you do not go without your inheritance, that you receive that inheritance, that you walk in everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have.
Well, that's it for today. And until next time, have a blessed day.
For more teachings and ministering from Robin Bremer, be sure to visit Robin's website at www.robinbremer.net. Until next time, we pray that your eyes would be open to receive everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have.